This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors, which have the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with one of the all-time great runners in Iowa State history, Barnaba Career. This weekend, Career will be inducted into the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame. He's back from Kenya for the ceremony, and his legendary coach, Hall of Famer Bill Bergen, will be there as part of the celebration as well. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Barnaba Career. Barnaba, what does it mean to you to know that you are going to be a part of this Hall of Fame class?
Yes, when I received the information early in March, and I was told that I was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, I was really excited because this is a special experience that it shows that the contribution that we did during our time running for Iowa State was special and has been recognized by the university.
You grew up in Kenya. Before you, David Career came, Yoba Sandiki. Tell me about your path to the United States and specifically to Iowa State. How did you end up here?
It is very interesting because, before I even understood about the colleges, my brother had gone to Villanova University, and eventually he got in touch with my coach here, Bill Bergen. And one day I just received communication from Bill. In fact, my brother never told me, but it was Coach Bergen who actually got in touch with me and say that they were interested in having me here. But then, interestingly, I had not really run very well. But he believed that since my brother was a good athlete, therefore it could also be in the family, which of course he was not wrong.
And how did he communicate with you? That wasn't as simple as it is today.
Communication was very difficult those days, and of course, to communicate through the phone, we had to make arrangement 1 week prior to the meeting, and we could arrange in the post office where there was probably two booths, and of course you would say you'll call at around 2 p.m. or Kenyan time, which was in the morning here. I would go there and 10 minutes before and start standing near the payphone and make sure that by the time it is 2 o'clock, I block it so that nobody can wait for the call from there. Nobody can use it until I finish with talking with the coach.
What was the adjustment like when you got here to the United States and Ames?
It was very difficult. When I landed here, it was totally different. I never expected that it was going to be cold. My coach even didn't tell me that I had to come with a jacket. I just came with my suit when I came out of the airport. The environment was completely, it was like a war zone because I'd never seen snow before and I'd never experienced cold the way it was. And this guy who coach had sent just put me in the car and told me that we have to go back to his house to get another jacket. But of course, I had never seen anything like that. And in January, it's dead cold. And of course, I had to adjust. It was very difficult adjusting to it until May, but eventually I managed to survive.
How much did you value the opportunity to get an education at Iowa State University?
Looking back, I think you cannot really measure it. The value we have received, the success stories we have had with the Kenyan athletes who came over here, they get the education and they continue to their athletic program, which was excellent through his Bill Bergen's program. I think you cannot quantify it. From my experience here, that the extension that we give to others to come back to Iowa State to come and study and get education and also continue their athletic career, and the success story that we have also with other athletes in Kenya who were here before. So you can't quantify it. It has been a very successful experience, and I think we continue also asking the young ones who value education to continue their athletic career, and eventually if they get an opportunity to come here through an athletic program to pursue their education, we encourage them to come here.
You were a two-time Big 8 cross-country champion, but you also won multiple track championships. Which sport did you enjoy more and why?
If there's something I enjoyed most was the cross-country. And it was really beautiful. And when you go to Finger Cup course training in fall, when the leaves are yellowish gold, and it was really exciting, and that is also what the coach loved most. We used to train hard and made sure that we successfully defend our titles during the brigade, and eventually I think 1991, 1992, 1993 is when there was a major breakthrough where Iowa State University won the national titles, and I was very, very excited because we tried 87, 88, we were not able to do that during our during the national championship held here in Iowa State, and eventually through the hard work of coach, he managed to win the title, and that was something special for us too.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State athletics on the field.
You did have the opportunity to learn under a legendary coach in Bill Bergen. How did he impact your life?
If there's somebody who changed my life, it is him. Because being humble and also supportive, and sometimes also being tough in ensuring that you follow the instructions, is something that completely transformed our lives. Not only myself, I also meet other athletes, Bofar Big. We have also Nawal Mutawakil. She won the gold medal in 94, Danny Harris, and all those who passed through his hands. It is because, you know, the humbleness, the toughness also to make sure that you do what he's supposed to do, mm-hmm. and also the kindness to ensure that in times of hardship, he's always there for you.
Iowa State has turned out to be, it seems, a great destination for runners from Kenya, and it continues to this day with David Toe and Edwin Kurgat. Why do you think Iowa State is a good place for runners from Kenya to continue their education and their athletic careers?
I think the most important thing which I saw or learned from this university is that they don't compromise on education. Mm-hmm. So when you come here, you know that the first and foremost, you must get your education. Secondly, you have the opportunity now to improve your athletic career. So it combines both athletics and academic that eventually will assist you in the future. So I think as an institution, this is a place where I like and recommend also those who really want to come back here to make sure that they study, and also if they're serious enough to improve their running careers, and eventually they combine both and their lives will always improve at the end of it all. So this is an institution that I always believe that they don't compromise on education, and also encourage athletic activities in a way that you know, you succeed. They support you in academics, and they support you also in sports activities.
Back in Kenya, you have made an impact on the sport to this day and helped to regulate those who contact runners to try to avoid drug use. Why is it so important to you to continue to be connected to the sport and try to help others?
The most important thing is we learned a lesson also from our mentors. Mm-hmm. And you can contribute a lot in ensuring that the sport is clean. We want to make sure that in Kenya we are respected the way it has always been. We have control over activities of the athletes to follow the integrity, not to use any substance that is not allowed, to make sure that also when they recruit in the proper way that is allowed by law. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody that breaks the law. And it's always easy to achieve all that you want to do by following the regulations which are given. So we don't see the reasons why anybody would want to bypass the regulation that is being given. And we want to also, in my position as head of youth development, I encourage them also to continue being to follow the rules that have been which are given to the youth, and also to make sure that they do things in the right way, mm-hmm. so that in the future they have a life that they can always be proud of, but not to be accused of any misdemeanors or doing things that are not allowed. So we do our best in colleges, also in secondary schools and primary schools, to inculcate discipline and respect for the sport.
You've also encouraged young Kenyan athletes to experiment with sprint events and field events and not just limit themselves to the distance running. Has that been successful?
It has been very successful because lately Kenya has been known for long distance, and middle distance, and we have not done that well in the sprints. But since I joined the federation, I focused mainly on the field events and also the sprints. And I found that if we give more resources, energy and support for the sprinters, we can actually have the best also. And we have been successful. We are going for the World Championship, and we have 400 meter hurdler. We have 400 meter men and women, and also the relay, the mixed relay mm-hmm. for going for the World Championship. We went to Japan for the World Relays, and we managed to get the bronze, which was something that has not happened before. So in actual sense, we want to focus mainly now on the sprints, because the middle and long distance is given. You don't have to use so much resources. And also the field events. So when we do that, we will be able to compete with other nations, even like the United States and European nations also, who have got good sprinters. If we do that and we win some few medals from these sprints and field events, definitely we'll dominate athletics for many years to come.
You've stayed very connected to Iowa State through all these years. Why is it that Iowa State has continued to have a special place in your heart?
Iowa State University has changed my life. And I have very strong connections with my coach here, and also the feelings that achieved my dreams when I was here has made me believe that this is home away from home. I'll always feel that indebted to this institution, and I encourage also others who want to further their education and their running career to come over here, because it's the place where they can mold and encourage and ensure that an individual is successful, both academically, which is very important for us as a country, and also in athletics. So this is a second home to me.
Well, it's a wonderful home, and this weekend's going to be very special. And I think for you, I'm guessing it will be even more special, because Bill is able to be there and be a part of the ceremony, his wife, your wife. How neat is that he's here to be a part of your special weekend?
Yes, he's sitting by my side, and I told him that wherever I'll be here, he has to be with me, because he's the one who changed everything. We are also going to have Bofar Beek, and I met him in Europe last month, and he said that he has to come. We have also other athletes who passed through his hands. They are also coming to be with us, and we also want to make sure that we celebrate with him. It's not only about me, it's about those who came to Iowa State and they're successful, and we want to celebrate with our coach and to tell him that we are proud of him.
Enjoy your special weekend. You deserve it very much, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn why Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are Iowa's clear first choice. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.